This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. Everyone knows John Goodman as Roseanne's TV husband. During his breaks from the show, he's made several movies like Born Yesterday, Matinee, Barton Fink, The Babe, Sea of Love, and Punchline. Now he's starring in the movie The Flintstones. When we spoke last year, I asked John Goodman about his audition for Roseanne. I wanted to know what he was told about his character, Dan Connor.
Wow. They laid it real simple. Didn't really sketch it in much. Blue collar. I think they wanted somebody that could stand up to her. Whatever that means. Hire a redwood tree.
What's it like to have a TV family? You know, all of us who grew up watching TV have always compared our families with the families that we watched on TV. Now, so now you have a TV family.
Yes, I do. I guess they're pretty much better paid than most families. I never really thought of them that much as a family, in as much as, you know, you think of a cast that you work with as family sometimes. Mm-hmm. But that's about the extent of it.
Who were the TV families that you really liked when you were young watching television?
I loved the Cleavers. I couldn't wait to see him. I just loved Beaver because he just seemed so real. He'd talk about the same things that we talked about. I think the writers had something going there. And then everybody knew an Eddie Haskell.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody knew somebody like Beaver's older brother. And I really, you know, I grew up without a dad, so Ward was a little surreal anyway. But I dug them.
Did you ever?
I never really quite got Father Knows Best.
Not having a father when you were growing up, did you assume that real fathers were like Ward Cleaver and...
Nah, I seen the guys next door. Hell, I knew what they were like. They were, for the most part, guys like Dan Connor.
How was your life changed by people seeing you as Dan Connor, the character from Roseanne?
Well, I lost my anonymity for the most part. So it's a little difficult going places.
Do you think people are more presumptuous about approaching you when they know you from TV as opposed to movies? Because you're at home with them.
Yeah, I've always felt that. I talk to people who do movies exclusively, and when you come into somebody's house, they're more familiar with you.
So do they try to get familiar with you when they run into you at a restaurant?
Oh, yeah, I'm like everybody's best friend. I get a lot of headlocks and back slaps and stuff like that. For the most part, I mean, people really mean well. They just they don't realize that it can be a little off-putting sometimes.
If you're a self-conscious person, does it make it even worse?
Yeah, and how. I mean, I got buddies that love it. They thrive on it. They love being recognized. I always see somebody looking at me and a little too long, I assume my fly's open.
You know, I'm thinking about how differently you handle fame from, say, Roseanne and Tom Arnold. And they've used fame to make their lives into performance pieces in a way.
Yeah, that's... human life is a performance piece. That's very interesting. Now, Rose likes it. I'm uncomfortable with it.
John Goodman is my guest. More after this break. This is Fresh Air. My guest is John Goodman. Can we talk about your early life a little bit?
Sure.
Okay, you were born in St. Louis in 1952. Your father died before your second birthday, so your mother supported the family. Were you the only one of your friends from a single-parent family when you were growing up?
Yeah, actually, I believe I was. I never really thought about that, but yeah, everybody else had two parents.
Did that make you feel very different?
It did. I didn't dwell on it, but it was something that was at the back of my mind that I was aware of all the time. But it was, I to be honest, I wouldn't know what it would be like to grow up with a father. So I don't, you know, it was neither better nor worse. It was just different.
What did your mother do to make a living?
She would, she took in ironing sometimes. She had what was the equivalent of a daycare center now. They called it babysitting back then, but parents would go to work and they'd drop their kids off at the house. So we played. I mean, it must have been rough on Mom, but we played a lot, had a lot of fun. And then she was a clerk at a drugstore, and she worked at a barbecue joint when I was in high school, so I could steal her tips.
Were you watching a lot of movies, TV, listening to a lot of music when you were young?
At that age, the TV would keep breaking, so I read a lot. But, we'd go to the Crest show on matinee days and see stuff, see movies. But, I watched a little bit of television.
So you said you read a lot of books. What kind of books would you read?
good stuff. For the most part, stuff you're supposed to read, like Stevenson and Mark Twain. And then when I got in like 7th and 8th grade, I turned into a little James Bond nerd. I'd go and I'd go and get these paperbacks. I don't know where the hell I got the money from, and then read them. I turned into quite the little geek.
Like, what's geeky about reading James Bond, though? Those weren't geeky books.
What a cool guy.
Yeah, well, I read just about all of them, I think.
A chubby 11-year-old with broken glasses, you know, and dirty pants, and just, you know, picture myself on the Riviera chain-smoking Galois.
You know what I remember?
Talking to some other 7th-grade girl. Suave.
One thing that I'll always remember from the James Bond books is his comma of black hair.
Oh, his comma of black hair that fell down over his right eye.
Yeah.
His tiger sinewed body.
There were some descriptions that would be exactly the same, I think, in every book.
Yeah, and they fit me pretty damn well at the time, I think.
So what were the big turning points in your pre-acting life?
I think a lot of it revolved around athletics. I had a cousin that played football at Missouri University when I was in 4th grade, and the sun rose and set on him, and that's what I wanted to do. So I play football a lot, whenever I could, and when I got into high school, that's what I geared everything towards, was high school football. And I was terrible. I mean, I wasn't very good. I was slow, lazy, but the fact that I was on a team and wearing a uniform, I think made it. I was a football player.
So it made it easier to get dates?
Well, no. I mean, let's not say that. I was very, very shy, very backwards. I didn't get my first date until I was 16 years old, and it was a fix-up job. And halfway there to the girl's house, I begged my friend to stop the car, let me out. I've got to sty, anything, you know. I've got to get out of this. But I went through with it, and then... I didn't have a girlfriend until I was in college, really.
Because you were shy?
Yeah, pathologically.
There is this real connection between performers and shyness, and I think a lot of people find it hard to understand how you could be so big on stage.
I was reading an article
Peter
Fonda talking about his father. He said that his father, he finally discovered that he wasn't angry at him. He just was extremely shy. And I thought that was fascinating.
Well, John Goodman, I thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you.
John Goodman recorded last year. He stars in The Flintstones. This is Fresh Air.